beautiful North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A new CDC advisory panel voted today to recommend Americans get the shot of COVID based on individual-based decision-making. It comes a day after the panel voted to change the combined MMRV shot for children, separating out the chickenpox dose. ABC's Selena Wang says those changes have sparked backlash and confusion.
There's also been notable pushback from lawmakers, especially from Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who's the chair of the Senate Health Committee. He is telling the American public that they shouldn't trust any of the changes that come from this CDC advisory vaccine panel.
The CDC's director still needs to sign off on the recommendations. The Senate today failing to pass two stopgap measures to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month. An earlier bill passed the House. The Pennsylvania State Police is investigating the death of an 18-year-old high school student killed during a joint operation by the FBI and ATF yesterday in Beaver County. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. In what many would argue was the most dramatic day in Major League Fishing, Fishing Clash Team Series history, Team Bubba's Ott Defoe and Andy Montgomery stormed from third place in the final minutes to win the knockout round on Big Arborvitae Lake at the Knighton Industries Heritage Cup presented by Bass Boat Technologies. With just 17 minutes remaining, the top three teams are separated by only 5 pounds, setting up a nail-biting finish that had fans and anglers alike on edge. Team Fishing Clash, Keith Carson and Luke Clausen sat in the lead at 109 pounds, 1 ounce, with Team 7 Brew, Keith Poaching and Zach Burge, close behind at 105.11 and Team Bubba at 104.4. In the closing stretch, Team Bubba landed 6 of the 7 final scoreable bass to surge into first, ultimately holding off Fishing Clash for the top spot by fewer than 3 pounds. The top two teams, Team Bubba and Team Fishing Clash, now advanced to Friday's championship round while Team 7 Brew Coffee was eliminated after all three teams topped the 100-pound mark. The top two teams from knockout round match 1 at the Knighton Industries Heritage Cup now advance to Friday's championship round. Once again, those teams are in first, Team Bubba with 73 bass at 114 pounds and 4 ounces, and Team Fishing Clash in second place with 65 bass at 111 pounds and 5 ounces. And once again, Team 7 Brew Coffee has been eliminated. Complete results from throughout the week can be found at MajorLeagueFishing.com. Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for the 9th annual Pause for a Cause fundraiser walk. Catkins would love for you to join them this year for a non-competitive 2-mile walk to raise funds for the homeless animals of Price County. Friendly, must be dog and people friendly, leash dogs are allowed, but not required to join the walk. Following the walk, there will be a grilled lunch, awesome raffles, and fun meeting all the dogs and people. Everyone who joins will receive a swag bag full of dog goodies. This is taking place Saturday, October 18th, with registration at 9 a.m. and the walk beginning at 10. And while you can register the same day, Catkins can only promise t-shirts to those who register by September 29th, so they encourage you to register early. You can either register and pay online through a link found on Catkins Animal Rescue Incorporated's Facebook page, but if you do not wish to pay online, you can still fill out the form and send a check via mail to Catkins Animal Rescue, P.O. Box 28, Fifield, Wisconsin, 54524. You can also email them to register at catkinsmanager25@yahoo.com. All proceeds go directly to the housing, vetting, and care of their homeless animals. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 18th, with registration at 9 a.m. and the walk beginning at 10. However, please remember to register by September 29th if you would like a t-shirt over at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. A Madison Alder is running to become Wisconsin's first openly trans member of the legislature. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
Wednesday, Representative Francesca Hong announced she's running for governor. Hong represents Wisconsin's 76th district, which is in Dane County. That leaves her seat open. And now there's a contender. Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford is running for the seat. In 2023, she became Madison's first trans woman on the Common Council. If she wins, she'd be the first trans person in the state legislature. Here's what she told me before announcing her campaign.
It sounds so trite, but when they can see someone who is actively participating in government, who was sitting in a seat next to people and telling them, I am still a human being and I have every constitutional right that everyone else does, gosh, that makes an impact. And for that little kid who has never seen a trans person really thrive close to them, this is a beacon saying you belong and you are just as valuable as any other human life.
Her platform includes affordable housing as a human right and public policy lifting people out of poverty. Martinez Rutherford is the first person to announce their candidacy for the 76th district. The election is in November 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers head to Cleveland tomorrow to play the Browns Sunday at noon. Now, yesterday, Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury and had to undergo testing. Head coach Matt LaFleur at today's press conference on what happened to their leading tight end.
He was practicing and got hurt. So it's unfortunate. It is what it is. I don't think it'll be long term. So that's a positive.
Is IR a possibility?
I don't believe so.
College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, upper 50s. High tomorrow in the mid-60s. Partly sunny Sunday, maybe a stray shower, a high near 70. Drier and pleasant weather into much of next week. It's 65 right now.
98Q Country.
Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Tim McGraw on 98Q Country, something like that. Gray here with you in the 4 o'clock hour, and that means football. We better get to it, though, because I've got a lot for you today, and I've got even more country music, starting with this 5 in a row from K&B Refrigeration in Medford. They handle your major brand appliance needs to fit your budget at K&B Refrigeration. Give them a call. Here's Dustin Lynch, number 2 of 5 in a row. Riding.
This town ain't got no nightclub, we don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up, 30 early out there in your drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window, I'm turning right while you're turning me on. Riding roads that don't nobody go down. Little trip through the countryside. These 38s making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow. Only thing that I want is your kiss. I'm loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. Riding roads. Where the moon hits the water, out there where your lips in mine. I don't know where we are, cause somebody stole the street signs. I'ma take my sweet time. Cause I could go on forever, but you there ride a shotgun. All our friends are probably making plans, baby. Yeah, but we already got one. We'll be riding roads that don't nobody go down. Countryside, these 38s making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow. The only thing that I want is your kiss. I'm loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. I got the other trying to cross the line, line, line. Yeah, the way you make me feel, I wanna keep it rolling till the sun. Ride, ride, ride. Riding roads that don't nobody go down. A little trip through the countryside. These 38s making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow.
A party!
New country now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome!
98Q Country.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about. but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio up. I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. I thank God for my life, and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
Even weren't your tires leaving me in the dust. If you weren't the kind that you only find once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had, bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up broken heart does. I'm gonna need bar none. Me and this bar, me and this bar none. Yeah, me and them bottles up on that shelf. Never had a problem getting over anyone else. The lowest low I ever had right now. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up and broken a heart does. Gonna need three or four more, baby, if I'm moving on.
Country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsea Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
Dwight Yoakam on 98Q Country, 1,000 Miles from Nowhere, following Jordan Davis with Bar None, Zach Brown, Dustin Lynch, and others made up a 5 in a row from K&B, Refrigeration, starts every 4 o'clock hour. Clearly, we are far from done with Tom Brady, our first football topic of the day. Regardless of how you feel about Tom in the booth on Sunday, he's there, and it presents issues well beyond the fans who don't want him there. Looking at you, Atlanta, let it go. Brady in the booth became an official sort of problem when he was approved to become a partial owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. That effort, of course, met its own resistance, but Brady nonetheless became a part owner. NFL owners vary in their direct involvement with their team on a scale that ranges from zero to Jerry Jones. Suffice to say, it's not unusual that an owner of any percentage would weigh in on team activities, especially when that owner is the best quarterback of all time. So where does the actual issue come from specifically? Access to other teams as a commentator. Now, Brady isn't allowed to be in team facilities or attend production meetings in person for other teams, but as many have pointed out, he will still be right next to people who can, one degree of separation away from, let's call it, insider info. Now, some media people do get privileged info, which could matter. And who better to choose what matters than the best quarterback of all time, analyzing those tidbits. As former Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce mentioned in an interview with Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, quote, "It's not hard for Brady to watch a few things on a Friday or hear things in a meeting and be like, and you'd be foolish to think that he's not going to share that with the Raiders," end quote. Now, maybe you're like me and you don't want to imagine Brady giving that info that he gets from his insider access to the team. But as an owner, he has a direct interest in the Raiders winning. And so, like Pierce says, it's pretty naive or foolish to believe he just wouldn't. Though I want to believe that. This is the question. Should we even have to worry about that? Many people would say no. Many people would say we don't have to because he's an upright guy. But clearly the discussion needs to be had. Right now, though, we need to get to the Motorsports Minute. We'll get back to football later this hour after more country music with a look ahead at all four NFC North matchups this weekend. Tyler Hubbard's coming up next after the Motorsports Minute, check of the weather, and all that good stuff coming on 98Q.
98Q Country.
Larson looks for improvement at the Magic Mile. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart. Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
It's a big day for us here. Let's get it done.
On paper, it's easy. Win and advance. With the truth, it's harder than the road they drive on.
Right on this bumper.
12 drivers remain, hoping to match dreams
here they come to the line.
With destiny and claim a cup filled with history. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, brought to you by Coca-Cola at New Hampshire, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Kyle Larson will be among the favorites in this Sunday's Mobile One 301 at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway, with three runner-up finishes at the one-mile oval over the years, plus back-to-back top fives the last two seasons. However, Larson has yet to win there and knows his Hendrick Motorsports team has some work to do to get the job done this weekend.
I enjoy that track a lot. I enjoy the region. I enjoy everything about New Hampshire. It's just not been a place that I've been extremely good at in the past. You know, we've been decent, but not great like you need to be. But hopefully going back this year will be better.
For more on the New Hampshire race weekend, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Osea Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Osea Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osea Wealth.
The Butcher and the Baker invite you to the Brantwood Shrimp Boil happening today, Friday, from noon to 7. They're serving up a feast of shrimp, smoked sausage, potatoes, corn on the cob, and a soft Hawaiian roll with herb butter, all for under $20. Pair your meal with cocktails and wine available on site. Don't miss this mouthwatering event. Find the Butcher and the Baker on North River Road in Brantwood, Wisconsin.
The Northern Aged Iron Tractor and Threshing Show is happening this weekend, September 20th and 21st, at the fairgrounds on State Highway 13 in Highbridge, just 20 miles south of Ashland. Admission is only $5 for both days, and kids 12 and under get in free. Enjoy threshing exhibits, antique tractors, kids' activities, food, raffles, and live music Saturday night. The 2025 tractor line features all Alice Chalmers models. Learn more at northernagediron.com and follow on Facebook.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair, front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight, upper 50s. High tomorrow in the mid-60s. Partly sunny Sunday, maybe a stray shower. A high near 70. Drier and pleasant weather into much of next week. It's 65 right now.
98Q Country. At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we can two-step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh, yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams. Sting you in some red dirt. Sweep you off of both feet. Out here with the sunset. Silverado back beach. Never wanna go home and never wanna not be. Dancing in the country. Dancing in the country. Yeah, go left, right, left. You're making me wanna sway. You're making me wanna play some Alabama and Jackson. Got you around my neck. You're making me wanna stay. You're making me wanna lay you down here in the pasture. Yeah, we can two-step. Put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh, yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country.
Tyler Hubbard, Dancing in the Country on 98Q Country. George Strait, Keith Urban, and Sugarland are up next, and then we'll briefly break down all four NFC North matchups this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend of football and a great day filled with country music. Stay tuned for both. Here's George in the meantime.
I'm not yours, and baby, you're not mine. We've got something, and it sure is fine. Let's take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you, and baby, you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time. All night, love all night, practice makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. All night, love all night, practice makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. All day long, it feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on and on. Tomorrow, well, that's another day. Come on, baby, now what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time. Makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. That this goes on and on. All night, love all night, practice makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. All night.
They make my workday go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98 Q Country.
I can't sleep. Ain't no sleep a coming. I'm just lying here thinking about you. I'm in deep, falling deep into the picture in my mind of everything we're gonna do. Over at the lake and down by the river, you can feel it start to rise. I wanna jump in my car, go wherever you are, cause I need you by my side. It's gonna be a long, hot summer. Wish you'd be together with your feet up on the dashboard now. Singing along with the radio, it's such a beautiful sound. Of my mind, I'm just waiting on the sun to go down, the sun to go down. I wanna see your brown skin shimmer in the sun for the first time. I gotta be the one who knows just what to do to you to get me that smile. One chance of meeting you walking by me on the street when I said hi. And that was the beginning of my heart spinning like these wheels in my head tonight.
house is dirty, but it can wait. Yeah, 'cause right now I need some downtime to drink some red wine and celebrate. Yeah, Armageddon could be knocking at my door, but I ain't gonna answer, that's for sure. There's gotta be something, gotta be something more. Gotta be more than this. I need a little less hard time. I need a little more bliss. I'm gonna take my chances. Taking a chance, I might find what I'm looking for. Gotta be something more. Got to be more.
Sugarland on 98Q Country. Something more. Keith Urban just a moment ago with Long Hot Summer, and George Strait was there since last we spoke with One Night at a Time. Let's dive into it, breaking down all four NFC North matchups. And bear with me, we'll have to hit the gas a bit today because it's me, it's football, it's a lot of words. Bengals at Vikings are the first look today. Battle of the backups. Carson Wentz will be the seventh quarterback to start for the Vikings in the last three seasons. If nothing else, a pleasant distraction from the McCarthy discussion, unless Wentz lights it up, of course. Nobody asks for a quarterback controversy, but maybe that's what McCarthy needs to clear his head when that pass rush is coming for him. This weekend, I'll be watching the Vikings' defense for creative ways to eliminate Cincinnati's talented pass catchers from the equation. That should be a fun time. Moving to the Cowboys at the Bears, Ben Johnson dropped one of the coldest head coach quotes I've ever seen yesterday. Quote, "Our practice habits are yet to reflect a championship caliber team," end quote. Subtweeting existed long before social media did, and Ben Johnson knows it. Between this and owning up for getting greedy last week against Detroit, I'm really starting to like this guy. I don't know if I like that I like him, though. Moving over to Lions at Ravens, this, for me, could be the game of the week. The biggest test so far for the new Lions, who improved in a big way last week. And they'll have to do it again because Baltimore ain't Chicago. Detroit knows that they have the talent. They've shown in the past that they have the discipline, so it's not a matter of doing it. It's a matter of doing it again. Finally, our hometown crowd, the Packers, at the Browns in Cleveland. If you're relaxing because they're the Browns, you're making a mistake. Injuries have started to stack going into week three, though we're also getting some players back. Tucker Kraft tweaked his knee yesterday. However, he does seem to have dodged a bullet. Smells questionable to me at the moment, though. Packer penalties on the rise last week, and mistakes come at a premium when Myles Garrett is the one cashing in. Part of the any given Sunday mentality is knowing that good ideas happen to anybody, including the coaches of the teams you think are bad. If the wrong people have good ideas this week, the Packers could be humbled. But at the same time, don't worry, it's the Browns. That's it for football today on 98Q Country. Let's get back to the music after a word from sponsors and top of the hour news, weather, and more sports too at 5.
98Q Country.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Big G, famous for his big appetite and size 15 shoes, says there's no better place to eat this season than Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Lena's is open Wednesday through Saturday at 3:30, serving until 8 during the week and 9 on Saturdays. Weekly specials include pizza night, German night, the famous fish fry, and Saturday favorites like barbecue pork bellies and prime rib, with delivery Friday and Saturday 4 to 8. Cabin stays are available at lenasnorthernpines.net. And for more great food, don't forget Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, too.
If you've been diagnosed with dementia or care for someone who has, the ADRC of the North is here to help. A local dementia care specialist offers free consultations and support to connect you with resources that help you stay active and engaged in your community. Services include support groups in Phillips and Park Falls, along with other social and educational opportunities. Call the ADRC of the North at 1-866-663-3607 to learn more about what a dementia care specialist can do for you.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday, some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again, then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well you might be the reason.
On the phone.
On the computer.
and on the job, and so are we.
We listen every day in the office.
We're on.
And love the music.
98Q Country.
Excuse me, ma'am, can you help me? I need to place an ad with you today. Oh, ma'am, tomorrow may be too late. I'd like to have it started right away. What's that? No, this is personal. I'm not buying or selling anything. Yes, ma'am. I know just what to say. I wrote it down. This is how it should be. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loved. Wanted just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough. What's that? No, that's all I want to say. I just hope these few lines will get to her. Yes, ma'am. She means everything. I hope she comes back when she reads these words. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loved. Wanted just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough.
And the last time I'll wear white. So if the ties are bound, ever do come loose, tie them in a knot like a hangman's noose. Cause I'll go to heaven or I'll go to hell before I'll see you with someone else. Put me in the ground, put me 6 foot down. Dick too.
realizing death.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC Vaccine Advisory Panel voted to recommend Americans get the COVID-19 shot based on individual-based decision-making. It's not clear on how those changes will impact insurance. ABC medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton.
The CDC Advisory Committee voted to abandon recommendations for COVID-19 vaccinations, but still allow adults to get a vaccine based off of individual choice. Now, what's important to understand here is that although that makes it possible for those who want to get it, that does make it more difficult to understand whether or not that would be covered by insurance. Their recommendations typically are followed by insurance coverage, and now they're withdrawing that recommendation then makes it possible to compromise insurance coverage.
The House passed a short-term government funding bill ahead of the shutdown deadline at the end of the month. The Senate, though, failing to advance the measure due to lack of support. Today, the Senate confirmed Mike Walz to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin.